You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Just a heads up that this episode contains explicit language, including discussion of a lyric that contains the N-word. Omalé is a Nigerian singer, songwriter, and producer. He's one of the young stars of Afrobeats, the West African genre that's become a global phenomenon. His new album, Boy Alone, has had multiple hits, including a collaboration with Justin Bieber. For this episode, Oma talked to me about the song Never Forget. Boy Alone was his late father's nickname, and the song Never Forget was inspired by him.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget, gang. I'll never forget you. I'll never forget, gang, gang, gang. I'll never forget you. I'll never forget. I'll never forget.
Oh. My name is Stanley Omar Didier, and I'm also known as Omalé. My father's name was Boy Alone. My father is that guy who came out from a very, very poor family and left the village and left his friends and went to the city all by himself and found his way, found my mom and settled down. He was one of the first persons that ever did that in his circle. So people started calling him Boy Alone because he did everything by himself. No matter what anybody says, he would do it alone. So much of the reasons why people call him Boy Alone, I had so much of that in me. I came from a very, very, very poor family. And all by myself, I got to where I am today. It's been 13 years now since my father passed. But I've always known that I wanted to make a song for my late father. I don't know if it was the right time. But yeah, I miss my dad. Shamzy is the producer behind Never Forget. He made the beat.
My name is Shamzy, and I'm a music producer from Nigeria.
He's one of the best music producers that I've ever worked with. So I was in a studio that night, and he played the beat for me.
I made that beat sometime in 2019. I started with the drums. Then the pads. So from there, I went to my bass line because I'm really particular about my bass. Yeah, I wanted this Afro groovy bass. Like something is coming, be scared. You don't have an idea of what's coming next. I sent this beat to a couple of people and they didn't send me songs back.
Like nobody was feeling the beat like that, but I was hearing something different. Like he just played it and he wanted to move to the next beat. And then I was like, no way.
I knew it was special, so I just waited for the right person.
When I heard the beat for the first time, there was this thing that he gave me. It felt like there's this feeling I've had for so long. And somebody just gave me a platform to express it. I took a pen and my notepad to write. I just started writing about my dad and everybody that I've lost.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget, gang. I'll never forget you. I'll never forget, gang, gang. I'll never forget you. I'll never forget. I'll never forget.
Losing a lot of my friends while growing up, I wanted to make a song for soldiers who died at war. I wanted to make a song for the people who died at the NSAS protest in 2020. NSAS is a movement in Nigeria that's against police brutality. And in 2020, the protest got really serious and thousands of people came out marching against police brutality and a lot of people lost their lives. You know, being a boy in a very tough environment, we never cry. Like, I can't remember the last time I cried, not even when I lost my dad. Because, like, I'm always around my guys and stuff. I guess all that stuff kind of, like, have stayed inside me for the longest, from, like, since I was, like, 12 or something. And being in the streets and being so hard on myself and stuff like that. And I said, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do without you.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Oh, I don't know what to do without you.
And then the second line that I wrote was, I have been niggering. Like the word nigger. It simply means that I've been in the streets. I've been hustling.
I've been diligent. Nobody get it wrong for this military. Everybody will it day. Die like an ant and run like a millipede. I've been niggering.
Like, I have been so hard. I've been in the streets. I've been through it all. Like, I've been hustling. I've been doing everything that a young black boy could do to survive. One thing with the whole song is, it's not just me. Everything that I said in the verses about myself and my hustles and my struggle, those are the same thing my dad went through when he was a boy. Because this is the life of every normal black kid in the whole world. And not just black kids, every kid probably who doesn't come from like a very wealthy family or something like that. Yeah, it could be sad to anybody, but to me it's reality. It's just me telling you my story. And 1,000,001 kids out there who's probably going through the same thing.
From the slums I come, oh, Marimba's boy. I know love is war. I know God is God. That will never stop till the war is won. Till the kids unborn and the ones we lost, I'll never forget.
I know love is war, I know God is God. I will never stop until the war is won. Tell the kids unborn and the ones we lost that I will never forget. Working on my album, working on Boy Alone, I was really, really depressed. I was so unhappy with life and everything. I had 3 different therapists. And the only person who I could actually tell my problem was the microphone. The microphone was like my best friend. As soon as I turned it on, it was like a relief. And I'm just writing. I'm just putting melodies to my thoughts and saying everything. That made me feel a lot better. Yeah, and then after that, I sent it back to Shemzy and he started reconstructing it and adding some elements where they were needed.
Yeah, I added some post-production. That's when I added one bell sound. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Boy alone, no leo. Boy alone, no le. Boy alone, no leo. Boy alone, no le.
So the vocals gave me inspiration for me to finish the beat.
Bashini meli ngongo. Bashini meli kwai kwai.
That's my native dialect. I'm calling out to anybody who's out there who can hear my voice right now, who feel like they're boy alone, who feel like I'm telling their story, who feel like they've lost somebody. If you can hear my voice right now, just dance. Forget about everything. Forget about all the struggle and just dance. At the same time, I'm talking to my dad, his spirit or whatever. If he can hear my voice right now, wherever he is, let him dance. I don't care if he's in hell, if he's in heaven. But if you're out there and you can hear my voice, dance. That is a very, very local thing to do. Like, that stuff is something that they used to do in the records in the 90s before I was born. We have this music called High Life. And I heard my dad play a bunch of records when I was young with that thing. It just felt like, since I was speaking in my native dialect, it just felt so much more like to add something from way back. So yeah, I added that stuff. I don't even know what it's called. It's just me doing kind of spiritual, I guess. Never Forget was not supposed to make the album. I recorded and I sent it to my team. Everybody was like, I don't know what happened, but nobody was like really feeling it. My team was kind of like, the beat was up tempo for sad lyrics. Some people was not feeling the chorus. They said it was too personalized. That was it. I kind of lost hope on the song because everybody was like, I kind of felt like I was the only one who was feeling this. So I just put a song in the vault. And then with time, it took 3 months, 4 months. And the thing with the song was, every time that I came back to the song, it feels new. And then I felt way more confident and I added the song to the album and it made more sense. Yeah, I just wanted to make a song for the people that we lost. And I'm so grateful. I'm so happy that I did it like Never Forget.
And now here's Never Forget by Omalay in its entirety. Visit songexploder.net to learn more. You'll find links to buy or stream Never Forget. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Song Exploder and the show's theme music were made by me. I produced this episode with Craig Ely, with artwork by Carlos Lerma, music clearance by Kathleen Smith, and production assistance from Mary Dolan. Special thanks to Theo Balcom. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rishi Hirway, and you can follow the show at Song Exploder. You can also get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. I'm Rishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.